Want to build? Affordable and customized? Net Zero Ready Home Packages delivered nationwide. Call 877-224-1447 or click EnergySourceHome.com. 877-224-1447 or EnergySourceHome.com today.
Now you can enjoy the cleanest air possible with the famous Fresco Air Cleaner. Call 1-877-224-1447. 1-877-224-1447. The Fresco Air Cleaner. It's a breath of fresh air.
Finally, revolutionary technology meets affordable custom homes. Your window of opportunity is here. Open the door to your new home now. Call 877-224-1447. That's 877-224-1447. Or visit EnergySourceHome.com.
Want a vacation? Want five-star luxury? Are the Great Smoky Mountains in Pigeon Forge calling you? Visit ResortsLeConte.com. ResortsLeConte.com. That's ResortsLeConte.com.
There you are. There you are. Welcome in. You're right on time. Once again, drop your energy bill. I am your host, Rodney Leatherman. We're going to get into this thing today. We're talking generation. Generation. Now, electricity's been around for thousands and thousands and thousands and tens of thousands, hundreds of thousands of years, right? But in the last 250 years in particular, we've really got to understand more and more about it. Everybody knows the story. Ben Franklin flying the kite, using the key on the end of the string up there and the lightning strike. By the way, I doubt he could do that without special permitting and all the other licenses and fees and everything the government would charge today. Ben probably locked up old Ben back if he were trying to do that stuff today without all the proper permitting, right? Have to be safe doing this stuff. But anyway, Ben Franklin was doing this. And so that kind of moved some things along. Well, let me go back some. There's something called the Babylon Battery. Now, the Babylon Battery, now we're talking 5,000 years ago, they figured out that you could actually put a amount of soil, and depending on the type of soil, obviously, into a clay jar, you could put leads into it, and you could actually generate electricity from it. Now, the earth contains electromagnetic energy. The earth is an electromagnetic energy generator. And the atmosphere, the oceans, as it's said, there's energy above and below. So when we talk generation, most of us think, well, maybe it's the hydroelectric, which was the first. We had up in Appleton, Wisconsin in 1882, the first hydro dam was built there, and it was used to electrify a mill there for a gentleman who got the idea from Edison, who started something down in New York City on Pearl Street. Now, the Pearl Street was a location for Edison's first electric generator because you had to have something, right, to make that bulb thing glow. And it got rid of whale oil and other things. So electricity was kind of born in the modern era. J.P. Morgan got in on the game, being the bankster he is or was. And then they did the thing up at Niagara Falls, and the rest is history. So that kind of gave us the hydro side. And then we moved forward, obviously. Everybody's thinking, trying to do better things. But in the interim, a lot of names, many of you know the name Faraday, Faraday coil and Faraday. Well, that was a man, an individual, who developed a motor. And there's been a lot of things like that through the years that people, when you think about generation, you take it for granted. I know most, you don't, our listeners, but most of the people you know, and a lot of y'all too, and me too. I just go in and flip the light on, right? And if it's working, it works. And if it doesn't, I'm like, oh, the light's not working. What's wrong? Is electricity out? So, in fact, I was just in an area of the country. I travel all the time to be able to meet and spend time with as many of you as I can. And I was in an area, and actually down in South Carolina, where there was no electricity. Weather related, right? So we're going to talk about weather in relation to generation, because weather and generation are the things that tie together directly to your need to satisfy your addiction to energy. See, you are addicted to energy, and you're going to become more addicted to it as time moves on, as we move forward into all these other new, quote, technologies that aren't really that new, but, you know, it's being sold that way. But anyway, having said that, it's going to require a tremendous amount of electricity, so it has to be generated. You've got to generate it. So Edison had this thing down in Pearl Street, New York City. He was using coal to make steam to run turbines to create electricity. Now, nothing's really changed a lot in that regard, has it? And I mentioned to you before, back in the 1880s, that the first solar panels were created. Obviously, they weren't capable of generating electricity at the scale needed for demand, but they used gold. Those first solar panels used gold. The ones today use silver. And that's a form of generation, as you know. Wind turbines, all you've seen these on TV or maybe in person, especially if you travel out in the West, up in the Midwest. They're massive, call them wind farms. And now we're getting the generation coming from tidal waves. Scotland, they're doing all kinds of things over in Europe with tidal energy. That's the wave motion coming from the ocean. They're trying to collect the energy from the ocean's waves to generate electricity. You see, it's all moving towards electricity. The generators today are powered by gas. This is one place that I think gas is absolutely crucial and critically important. Remember, we are in a oil-based economy, and we will be for decades and decades to come. Regardless of what you hear about any kind of, quote, deals or anything that are related to politics, which I don't get into, the reality of energy is it's the most important underlying asset of the economy, period. End of story. That's it. You ain't got energy, you don't have an economy. You ain't got energy, you don't have anything. Nothing. You're back to the 1750s. And that wouldn't be bad for a lot of us, to be frank, because we might be healthier and better off. But anyway, that's not what we are today. So we want our modern conveniences. We want to have generation so we can consume, because we are bred, born and bred to be consumers. From the cradle to the grave, we consume, consume, consume. The whole U.S. economy today, 70%, it's said, is based on consumption. Well, obviously that includes energy, because it takes energy to do anything. It takes energy to do anything. And so people listen to the show and they think, that guy's talking about just energy. It's kind of boring. Well, try to do without it. You think it's boring? I'll get you something that's not boring. Do without energy. Then you'll get excited. You'll have something to do then. No, you don't want to be without energy. That's the bottom line. You do not want to be without energy. So once we created this concept, this idea was fulfilled that we could create electricity. You see, electricity has to be used when it's produced. And so we're going to get into some things related to generation, i.e. then storage, because that's kind of where we're going to be headed in the future because of this massive demand. After this, we'll be right back. Stick around.
Now you can enjoy the cleanest air possible with the famous Fresco Air Cleaner. Call 1-877-224-1447. 1-877-224-1447. The Fresco Air Cleaner. It's a breath of fresh air.
Attic-Guard drops attic temperatures up to 70 degrees. Attic-Guard guards against heat. Attic-Guard saves you moolah. That's money. 877-224-1447. That's 877-224-1447.
Most heating and cooling travels through duct systems. Up to 90% leak. Finally, there's an answer. It seals and insulates in one application.
Hurry, don't wait. Call 877-224-1447 today.
Remember walking down the beach, around the waterfalls, that fresh, clean air? Get that every day with the Fresco Air Purifier. Cleans up any odor, smoke, pets, mold, mildew, eliminates them all without filters. FrescoHealth.com.
Finally, revolutionary technology meets affordable custom homes. Your window of opportunity is here. Open the door to your new home now. Call 877-224-1447. That's 877-224-1447. Or visit EnergySourceHome.com.
Mobile homeowners, listen up. Tired of high energy bills, leaky roofs, drafty windows, bad ductwork, and cold floors? For professionals that can help you solve all these issues and more, call 877-224-1447. 877-224-1447. Call now.
Business opportunities are exploding in the field of renewable, sustainable green energy. People are needed in industries like new home construction, green building and remodeling, and land development using solar and net zero. Learn how to get started. Call Rodney at 877-224-1447.
Want a vacation? Want five-star luxury? Are the Great Smoky Mountains in Pigeon Forge calling you? Visit ResortsLeConte.com. ResortsLeConte.com. That's ResortsLeConte.com.
Finally, revolutionary technology meets affordable custom homes. Your window of opportunity is here. Open the door to your new home now. Call 877-224-1447. That's 877-224-1447. Or visit EnergySourceHome.com.
Now you can enjoy the cleanest air possible with the famous Fresco Air Cleaner. Call 1-877-224-1447. 1-877-224-1447. The Fresco Air Cleaner. It's a breath of fresh air.
Most heating and cooling travels through duct systems. Up to 90% leak. Finally, there's an answer. It seals and insulates in one application.
Hurry, don't wait. Call 877-224-1447 today.
Attic Guard. Drops attic temperatures up to 70 degrees. Attic Guard. Guards against heat. Attic Guard. Saves you moolah. That's money. 877-224-1447. That's 877-224-1447.
Famous Fresco for more than 20 years, the absolute best in air purification. Visit FrescoHealth.com or call 877-224-1447. That's FrescoHealth.com. Call or visit them online today.
Finally, revolutionary technology meets affordable custom homes. Your window of opportunity is here. Open the door to your new home now. Call 877-224-1447. That's 877-224-1447. Or visit EnergySourceHome.com.
Most heating and cooling travels through duct systems. Up to 90% leak. Finally, there's an answer. It seals and insulates in one application.
Hurry, don't wait. Call 877-224-1447 today.
Remember walking down the beach? That fresh, clean air? Get that every day with the Fresco Air Purifier. Click FrescoHealth.com. Cleans up any odor, smoke, pets, mold, mildew, eliminates them all, guaranteed. Check it out, FrescoHealth.com.
I love the East, I love the West. North and South, they're both the best, but I only love to go there as a guest, because I love being here with you. I love the sea, I love the shore, love the rocks, and what is more with you, they would never be a bore, because I love being here with you. Singing in the shower, laughing by the hour, life is such a breezy game. Any kind of weather, as long as we're together, I love to hear you say my name. I love good wine and fine cuisine, candlelight, I love the sea. Baby, if you know just what I mean, I love being here with you.
All right, we're back, and we're here together, and I do love being here with you and helping you learn and figure these things out. You already know you love electricity, though, right? Couldn't do without electricity. And so, back into history a bit. So, Edison did this thing that would become General Electric. Most people, I think everybody knows the name GE, General Electric. Appliances, I mean, their name's been on everything. Jet engines, I mean, it's amazing how the company grew and all the things that have gone on with it. But the economies of scale came into being, and that's the balancing act from generation to consumption, because that's the key. You see, to store electricity is very, very, very expensive. And nowadays, we're kind of dealing with the battery side of things. How can we store it? Because the rage is solar. Well, I got in the solar business in 1981, so I have been around it, know a bit about it. And the fact is that you can store solar-generated energy, but in my opinion, there are other forms of energy generation that should be considered, not to be caught up in, You see, back in the day when Edison was around, Edison wasn't a great salesman. He considered himself to be an inventor, but there was a guy named Insull that worked for him, and he became the master salesman of electricity for all things. So he's the guy that kind of created the balance or economy of scale. And what that did, it was a disruptor for the industry because the gas folks really had a lock on things, and electricity was a brand new commodity. So what we're seeing today is simply a repeat of history where you've got some folks that are saying, okay, well, let's take this new deal, let's take this new thing as though it's something new, right? And let's just create electricity in a different way. But you see, the reality is the consumption side, this is the reason, by the way, that I'm talking generation today, because I want you to realize that the consumption is what creates the demand, i.e. the generation, because there's really no storage. So this is the balancing act that your electric company has to maintain 24/7, more generation because of more demand. That's the only reason generation exists, is because of demand, because you are requiring it. Now, you've heard me talk about the smartphone and the way this AI stuff works and what they call the cloud, and they want everything on the cloud, and now we've got banking that's electronic, we got brokerage services that are electronic, we got Wall Street that's electronic, everything's electronic. Well, electronic means obviously it depends on electricity, but sometimes we kind of forget that little underlying commodity thing. And this is why now we have, quote, generators everywhere. So if there's a electric outage, then we have generators that will kick on. Most of them are ran by gas, which is a great use for it. Fantastic use for gas is to run a backup generator, either gasoline, diesel, natural propane gas. All those things can run generators. But in the beginning, they used steam, which was created from coal, and then they would use hydro. So a lot of people ask me, Rodney, what can I do? I want to be off grid. I want to be off grid. Well, I don't. Hey, if you want to be off grid, that's fine. But you got to think about the entire picture of being off grid. And it goes back to what we're talking about here. Generation equals demand consumption. So if you're consuming, then you've got to have generation to satisfy your consumption. You're inviting a bunch of people over for the holidays coming up here around the corner, by the way, and you got to cook enough food to feed 10 people, 12 people, 20 people, right? The demand for consumption has to be met by the generation of that meal. So no different here. We're talking about energy. We're talking about electricity in particular. Now, from our point of view, from dropping your energy bill, which is what we really like to get you to realize, that's just a name for basically getting you to understand that if you'll cut your consumption, if you'll do the things necessary to cut your consumption, you're going to save money. That's a pretty good incentive for me. I mean, I was listening to a guy the other day, he said, yeah, I'll bend over and pick up a penny. But you leave hundreds, thousands of dollars laying on the table each and every year by wasting energy, and you don't need to. See, a lot of you think that, well, all those things sound really good, but they cost a lot of money. That costs a lot of money. It doesn't cost you anything. It's going to pay for itself. Because when I talk static improvements, when I talk changing the dynamic of consumption, I'm not necessarily talking at all about doing anything different. In fact, the more efficient washers, dryers, dishwashers, refrigerators, things of that nature, not necessarily high tech, by the way, just more efficient because of the way they're designed and built, saves you money, pays for themselves. But those aren't the energy items. So what we're going to do is unpack from a generation side, the demand side, because I get people ask me, they say, well, I want to go off grid, or I want to do this and I want to do that. Okay, what's your consumption? I don't know. Okay, well, how much your bill? Oh, they know that usually. Well, believe it or not, some people don't even know how much their bill is. Now, I know you're driving down the road right now in your truck. You're looking over the wife and you're saying, honey, how much is our electric bill? Well, here's the bottom line. It's a bill because of consuming a product that you can't and would never want to be without, right? You don't want to be without electricity. You can't be without it. How are you going to charge your smartphone? How are you going to run your computers? How are you going to do anything? How are you going to do anything? Really, you can't. So we're dependent on electricity. And because of that, we have to pay for it. Now, there's always fluctuations, but typically electricity has come down tremendously since the beginning days. In fact, when TVA in 1933 lit up the valley in what they call the Tennessee Valley by building a series of hydro dams, those dams created electricity, and the only thing available then was a light bulb, basically. When TVA did that in that part of the country, a light bulb cost you about $20 a month to run one light bulb. But it was kind of cool because it lit up the room. And by the way, those Edison bulbs back then were designed to last you the rest of your life. Biden. Could you imagine that? Yeah. So we've come full circle again with LED now. LEDs supposed to last you 25,000 hours for most people. That would last you the rest of your life because you're not going to run it 24/7. But the consumption side of that bulb is so minute relative to the traditional incandescent bulb that Edison built. Now we can get into the whole thing about sustainability and whether or not buying all these bulbs and then disposing of it and the cost of that. I mean, there is all that to be factored. But for this purpose, for this show, we kind of keep it short because I only have a few minutes to share with you all these things. So generation, back to consumption, it equals, it ties, it balances. It's called economy of scale. So you've got to have that generation, then you have to have the demand, the consumption side, right? So here's the thing. You know that about 25%, round numbers, of all the electricity generated comes from nuclear. We all know the stories about nuclear and the waste that comes from it. And we don't think about that, but where do you store this stuff? It has a half-life of how many, 100,000 years, something like that. It's just amazing. So what do you do with the waste? And now you got electricity being generated from these plants, about 25% of what we consume. And demand's going up. Demand continues to go up. Well, how do we get more generation? Well, we're scurrying, we're running around thinking, well, we gotta build giant solar farms, and they are. We gotta build giant wind farms, and they are. We gotta do all these things, and they are. They're reinventing something we've had for a long time. And that's cool, that's fine, okay, that's fine. Will they ever pay for themselves? No, they won't. They won't pay for themselves because the consumption's economy of scale, demand, generation side is not going to be balanced. Therefore, you have degradation that happens with solar. You have degradation that happens with wind. You know those old dams that they were building back in 1933 TVA? Most of them are still in operation, just chugging out electricity just like they did all them years ago, 1933, pumping it through the lines. A lot of those lines, some of them are probably that old too, by the way. But a lot of them have been replaced with, quote, more efficient. But, you know, I'm going to get into the loss in transmission because about 88% of all energy generated is lost. That's only 12% efficient. That's not too good. After this, another notch.
You can enjoy the cleanest air possible with the famous Fresco air cleaner. Call 1-877-224-1447. 1-877-224-1447. The Fresco air cleaner. It's a breath of fresh air.
Want to build? Affordable and customized? Net Zero Ready Home Packages delivered nationwide. Call 877-224-1447 or click EnergySourceHome.com. 877-224-1447 or EnergySourceHome.com today.
Want a vacation? Want five-star luxury? Are the Great Smoky Mountains in Pigeon Forge calling you? Visit ResortsLeConte.com. ResortsLeConte.com, that's ResortsLeConte.com.
Mobile homeowners, listen up. Tired of high energy bills, leaky roofs, drafty windows, bad ductwork, and cold floors? For professionals that can help you solve all these issues and more, call 877-224-1447. 877-224-1447. Call now.
Most heating and cooling travels through duct systems. Up to 90% leak. Finally, there's an answer. It seals and insulates in one application.
Hurry, don't wait. Call 877-224-1447 today.
Now you can enjoy the cleanest air possible with the famous Fresco air cleaner. Call 1-877-224-1447. 1-877-224-1447. The Fresco air cleaner. It's a breath of fresh air.
Want to build? Affordable and customized? Net Zero Ready Home Packages. Delivered nationwide. Call 877-224-1447 or click EnergySourceHome.com. 877-224-1447 or EnergySourceHome.com today.
Want a vacation? Want five-star luxury? Are the Great Smoky Mountains in Pigeon Forge calling you? Visit ResortsLeConte.com. ResortsLeConte.com. That's ResortsLeConte.com.
Attitude drops attic temperatures up to 70 degrees. Attitude guards against heat. Attitude saves you moolah. That's money. 877-224-1447. That's 877-224-1447.
Want to build? Affordable and customized? Net Zero Ready Home Packages. Delivered nationwide. Call 877-224-1447 or click EnergySourceHome.com. 877-224-1447 or EnergySourceHome.com today.
Finally, revolutionary technology meets affordable custom homes. Your window of opportunity is here. Open the door to your new home now. Call 877-224-1447. That's 877-224-1447. Or visit EnergySourceHome.com.
Business opportunities are exploding in the field of renewable, sustainable green energy. People are needed in industries like new home construction, green building and remodeling, and land development using solar and net zero. Learn how to get started. Call Rodney at 877-224-1447.
Attitude drops attic temperatures up to 70 degrees. Attitude guards against heat. Attitude saves you moolah. That's money. 877-224-1447. That's 877-224-1447.
Most heating and cooling travels through duct systems. Up to 90% leak. Finally, there's an answer. It seals and insulates in one application.
Hurry, don't wait. Call 877-224-1447 today.
Want to build? Affordable and customized? Net Zero Ready Home Packages. Delivered nationwide. Call 877-224-1447 or click EnergySourceHome.com. 877-224-1447 or EnergySourceHome.com today.
Now you can enjoy the cleanest air possible with the famous Fresco air cleaner. Call 1-877-224-1447. 1-877-224-1447. The Fresco air cleaner. It's a breath of fresh air.
I love the East, I love the West. North and South, they're both the best. But I only love to go there as a guest, because I love being here with you. I love the sea. I love the shore, love the rocks, and what is more with you, they would never be a bore, cause I love it with you, with you. Singing in the shower, laughing by the hour, life is such a breezy game. Any kind of weather, as long as we're together, I love to hear you say my name. I love good wine and fine cuisine, candlelight, I love the scene. Baby, if you know just what I mean, I love being here with you.
Alrighty, welcome back, welcome back. We're talking generation, we're talking history. So Edison does this Pearl Street Station, and by the way, some things just never change. Edison, down in New York City, had to basically bribe the New York politicians before he could actually get that thing going. Electricity became very popular, again, a disruptive industry, became very politicized. Sound familiar? I mean, this was 100 years ago, folks. This is not like now, like last year, like the New Deal. I mean, this is right now, you see. But this is 100 years ago. So some things never change. So what I'm trying to get you to realize is all this stuff related to politics, it's just a repeat, a rehash of the same thing. But Ensol, a guy that worked for Edison that created the economies of scale with electricity, did something called peaky customer. Now, the peaky customer, we know it today and we call it the same thing. Again, these terms that you hear about and you think, well, this is kind of, no, peak customer use means peak use time. Metered, This is something that they were doing 100 years ago. This is not new. And most of the terms here, like volts, this is Alessandro Volta, was an Italian guy. That's where the word volt came from. And you can go James Watt, where the word watt came from. And you can keep going through. These are just people who were doing things that they were doing to play around and figure out ways to solve problems. The words we use today all have meanings. We just don't dig into what they are. But it'd be interesting to really dissect words, wouldn't it, and to know what they mean. So let's understand what the word consumption means. It's how much we use. Most of us relate it to, and the reason I call the show Drop Your Energy Bill is because most people hate to pay the electric bill or the energy bill. But really, it's that catch-22, because you wouldn't want to be without it. I wouldn't want to be without it, I can tell you that, because it changes dramatically the way we can have our lives live. Our lifestyle is made incredibly different because of electricity. So when we generate energy, then it needs to be used, or then it needs to be stored. So to store that, batteries are what has become the rage today. We got companies, publicly traded companies, all kinds of companies out here now getting in the storage business, trying to recreate the wheel, right? Well, it's not anything new. Is it going to be cost effective? It's to be seen. As of today, no, it's not. It's not. There is nothing, I'm going to say it again, there is nothing more cost effective, more efficient than making one-time consumption improvements, one-time consumption improvements that'll last that property a lifetime, home, office, or building. You make the improvements for demand-side consumption one time, and it lasts forever. And that's the only cost-effective way that any of these things can be achieved. Deal, no deal, door number one, door number two, whatever. Whatever little game show you want to call it, which is going on. It's an absolute... it's kind of sad, really. Actually, it's petulant. It's childish. It's immature to see what we're seeing happening all around us here. But it's what it is. So, electricity and consumption, key components to understanding the generation. This is exactly why I've created this structured, standardized, pre-engineered, pre-designed technology for homes, offices, and buildings, which I've labeled as the energy source home. Net zero, you can call it net zero ready, meaning it's ready to have generation. Now, where does the generation come from? Well, it can come from a lot of places. You want to be off-grid, you can do it right there on site. Now, I've said this will be the future of generation, what we call macro grid today, the big grid, the big wires running everywhere. That's all going to go away. You're going to see microgrid, meaning that, not too far from where you're consuming it, it'll be generated. In fact, from the studio I'm broadcasting in, it's right up on the roof, right above my head. This is a net zero property here in the Smoky Mountains that you can actually tour. You can get online and tour it. And you can email us, info@dropyourenergybill, if you want to do that. But this is the most cost-effective way. There is nothing that compares to it. So you say, okay, so now we understand we get our generator. Now what we're talking about, so you get a feel for this, okay? 2,000 square foot house, $50 to $60 a month based on a 10 cent rate. That's 5 to 600 kW in generation need or consumption, okay, demand. So we need to generate 5 to 600 kW per month to meet the demand. And that then gives us the amount that we consume. That's consumption. So now, here's what you need to look at, and you think, get our bill out. How much is our bill? Holy cow. I know what your bill is, $350, $400 a month. Some of you $500 out on the West Coast, $800 down in Florida, maybe $1,000. I mean, depending on where you are, your electric company rates will vary. Electric cooperatives offer the lowest rates in the country, and those members get the benefit of that, and they have all kinds of great incentives for you. You might want to reach out to your local electric company, whoever they are, and say, hey, what kind of incentives do you have for me to make energy efficiency improvements? Because a lot of them do. You got tax credits that are going to be running out for things like solar, geothermal, and wind and other things. Actually, I think they took the wind off. But anyway, you got those things going on. But there is nothing, and I repeat, nothing that equals the right kind of glass, the right amount of insulation, the right understanding about the consumption side. So let's break that down. So we're going to start backwards. I always talk about 70%, up to 70% of your bill comes from heating and cooling, and then up to 25% from water heating, and then the rest comes from the other things, right? And those will vary. That's not hard and fast. Every lifestyle, home, office, building, it changes a little bit. But anyway, let's start backwards. Okay, what do we have in a house that has no demand? Electricity goes out, we got no demand. Now, if you could flip the electricity back on, but you could only get 5% or 7% of what you've been using in the past, what would you be using it for? Well, you'd be using it, you couldn't use it for water heating, you couldn't use it for heating and cooling. What would you use it for? Okay, the dishwasher, the washer dryer. We'd be using it for computers, charging phones. We'd be on our phone, right, calling the electric company saying, why can't I get but 7%? I want 100% over here. Anyway, but then you get the bill. It's like, oh, so what do? You go in there and make the efficiency improvements. So we're starting 5 to 7. We got all these things that use energy. Maybe it's a coffee maker. Maybe it's a toaster oven. Maybe it's a blender. All those countertop appliances. And now we go, okay, we're doing all that. So now we're going to be able to get another 25% of electricity. So what are we going to do now? Oh, we're going to now heat our hot water because it'd be really nice to have a nice hot shower, okay? So yeah, and it would, I tell you. I've took cold showers and they're no fun. And so you want that energy used for that. And so now we go forward to the big one, which is heating and cooling. So the demand side of things comes from your desire to achieve a certain thing. If you want to have hot water, plenty of hot water, never run out, how do you minimize that? Well, it's understanding the consumption of it, right? Faucets, shower heads, how much water are you using? If you're on a well, toilets, everything that consumes water is costing you electricity because your well pump has to pump that water. And then you've got switches and pressure, things that have to kind of coordinate that for you. So all those things consume electricity. Then you go to heating and cooling. This is the big one, up to 70%, right? All you know that, up to 70%, up to 70%. Let me say it again. What? That's right, up to 70%. So why is it consuming so much? This is the thing. Why does it consume so much? Well, most of them are oversized for one thing. A lot of them have too small a return. That's the filter area. It's too small, so that thing has to sit there and work much, much harder. You need to make sure that you get the right size return register for your heating system. You probably got way more ductwork than you need. And those are things related directly to that. But let's jump to why it's actually consuming so much energy. Because the demand is there. Your thermostat says, I want it 72 degrees. That unit's going to run until it's satisfied. And yours comes on and kicks off. And this is back to weather. Weather. Now, if you're in 72 degrees, 50% humidity, you're not going to have that 70% bump for heating and cooling. You're not going to have it because you're not going to use it. Make sense? It makes complete sense. You're not going to demand it. You're not going to have to generate it. You're not going to consume it. It's not necessary. The weather plays an all-important critical role in your heating cooling demand. And it factors a little bit in other things too, ground temperature for water heating, etc. But so we're in the winter season. We're in the heating now. So we want it warm, right? You're going to have a lot of things related to, and by the way, the right kind of glass. You've heard me mention this, kind of tease you a little bit with this new window program. It is coming. I'll be announcing it very soon. We're going to do a whole entire show on windows. This new program we're rolling out is incredible. It is a tremendous technological breakthrough in glass technology and windows overall, the U factor. People, if you've got condensation on your windows, that's running down and creating mold and things like that, that couldn't be a better use for your Fresco air purifier. And I talk about Frescos, and we do promos for them, and there's commercials run on the network for it. But let me tell you, that little unit will pay for itself over and over and over with things that it'll do, but it'll take that mold and mildew that's coming from condensation. Because if you have condensation on your glass, mold and mildew, and then you have allergy symptoms, you have sniffling, and you have this and that, could be coming from mold. You need to zap that with that Fresco air purifier because it will absolutely do it. I tell you, it will, it will. You can get more info on all these things over at our website, Drop Your Energy Bill. So your ductwork is a critical component in delivering that BTUs. See, heating and cooling systems generate BTUs. British thermal units, that's what they're technically, they're shortened BTU. Everything's an acronym anymore, isn't it? We can't even say things. We got to just use the little quick thing, right? We just want the headline. Give me the headline. I don't care about the story. Okay, well, or the definitions, by the way. We need to really understand what's going on here. You know, wake up. Wake up and get the definitions to things. BTUs are British thermal units. 12,000 of those equal one ton of heating and cooling. So if you got a 2-ton, a 4-ton, etc., you just multiply it times 12 and add the zeros, and there you go. That gives you how many BTUs you're generating. Now, why are you having to generate them? Because you, in most cases, have to condition your ductwork. I've told you the story many times about being out in Phoenix, 5-ton unit, 2 tons was just to condition the ductwork to get it into the house, slab house, obviously no insulation around the slab, no perimeter, nothing under the slab. So the slab sitting there acting like a frying pan, right? It's 110, 120 degrees in the summer. And so that slab's heating up. And then you got ductwork in the attic up there, and the attic's 170 degrees. And it's, so 2 tons had to be just for the ductwork. Many of you have slab homes. Many of you others have foundations. And you got ventilation down there, and you got ductwork down there. So your BTUs have to condition the ductwork before it can even get to your conditioned space, which is what we call the living area. Conditioned space is the living area where you are, the space you want to be happy, happy, 72, 73, whatever it is you want to keep it at. But the ductwork is a critical component. It's the delivery system. Your ductwork is the delivery system for your BTUs generated by your heating cooling system. And again, a reminder to go in there and clean out that exchanger when you go from cooling to heating. All of you now pretty much are in the heating mode. And so you need to clean that exchanger. Another great use for the Fresco to clean your exchanger, clean your ductwork, sanitize and purify, get all those viruses, bacteria, and all that stuff wiped away in that ductwork that's been laying in there lingering. Because when you go from heating to cooling to heating, there's a whole different dynamic set of bacteria that love those different temperature and humidity changes, and they thrive and exist depending on what they are. So you want to make sure that that demand is minimized by having an understanding about why it's required to maintain temperature. Air infiltration, I've told you, is a big one. Glass. Half your heating and cooling load comes from glass. This is why I'm such a big proponent of understanding it, and why I developed this thing back in the 90s that led to all the U18. And thankfully, many, 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 many thousands of you have done this. So I'm not talking to you, but help your friends learn these things, okay? Get them over to the website, Drop Your Energy Bill. Shoot them a text, shoot them an email, link their show over there. There's a nice post up today about what we're talking about here. Things over there that we like to share with you. Good stories there, interesting things, and podcasts, all kinds of cool stuff over at the website. You can see and learn more about this thing called energy. And we're going to be expanding the network, by the way. We're going to be doing a lot more educational things related to energy because, frankly, most people don't understand energy at all. And it's being used as a political football now, especially, and I think you're going to see it used even more as a political football going forward. But remember, this is not new. Edison had to deal with this 100 years ago. You know, according to his own admissions, he had to bribe those officials in New York with lavish dinners and parties and what else? I'm not sure, but that's what he said. And, you know, it's, hey, some things never change maybe, huh? I don't know. You have to look into it yourself. But anyway, Now we got all these oversight committees and commissions and regulatory agencies and all these things that are out here to make sure it's all done right, huh? And I think sometimes we really need to get back to some common sense. I mean, common sense is so uncommon today. People don't know the definition of words. They don't understand what things really mean. They're just led around like sheeple, like they have no brain of their own. It's just amazing to me. And I know you do. Just put it to use. It's amazing what you can figure out, because Americans are the most innovative. We are the most creative. We are the best engineers and designers of things if we really attempt to do so. Now, there is a lot of competition in that regard, and so therefore, we need to be focused on what we're trying to do. And energy is a way that this country can really, and we, you know, a couple years back, we were proclaimed now as being the world's biggest energy generator again. We were that for a long time, and we kind of take things for granted, and that's how we end up where we are. So stick around, I'll be right back with you, and we're going to get into this some more.
Famous Fresco for more than 20 years, the absolute best in air purification. Visit frescohealth.com or call 877-224-1447. That's frescohealth.com. Call or visit them online today.
Attic-Guard drops attic temperatures up to 70 degrees. Attic-Guard guards against heat. Attic-Guard saves you moolah. That's money. 877-224-1447. That's 877-224-1447.
Want to build? Affordable and customized? Net Zero Ready Home Packages, delivered nationwide. Call 877-224-1447 or click EnergySourceHome.com. 877-224-1447 or EnergySourceHome.com today.
Want a vacation? Want five-star luxury? Are the Great Smoky Mountains in Pigeon Forge calling you? Visit ResortsLeConte.com. ResortsLeConte.com. That's ResortsLeConte.com.
Now you can enjoy the cleanest air possible with the famous Fresco Air Cleaner. Call 1-877-224-1447. 1-877-224-1447. The Fresco Air Cleaner. It's a breath of fresh air.
Want a vacation? Want five-star luxury? Are the Great Smoky Mountains in Pigeon Forge calling you? Visit ResortsLeConte.com. ResortsLeConte.com. That's ResortsLeConte.com.
Attic-Guard drops attic temperatures up to 70 degrees. Attic-Guard guards against heat. Attic-Guard saves you moolah. That's money. 877-224-1447. That's 877-224-1447.
Ever dream of building a new home? What if you could get a lower rate on your mortgage? What if all this costs no more than a normal house? For more information, call 877-224-1447. That's 877-224-1447.
Want to build? Affordable and customized? Net Zero Ready Home Packages, delivered nationwide. Call 877-224-1447 or click EnergySourceHome.com. 877-224-1447 or EnergySourceHome.com today.
Finally, revolutionary technology meets affordable custom homes. Your window of opportunity is here. Open the door to your new home now. Call 877-224-1447. That's 877-224-1447 or visit EnergySourceHome.com.
Remember walking down the beach? That fresh, clean air? Get that every day with the Fresco Air Purifier. Click FrescoHealth.com. Cleans up any odor, smoke, pets, mold, mildew, eliminates them all, guaranteed. Check it out, FrescoHealth.com.
Mobile homeowners, listen up. Tired of high energy bills, leaky roofs, drafty windows, bad ductwork, and cold floors? For professionals that can help you solve all these issues and more, call 877-224-1447. 877-224-1447. Call now.
Want to build? Affordable and customized? Net Zero Ready Home Packages, delivered nationwide. Call 877-224-1447 or click EnergySourceHome.com. 877-224-1447 or EnergySourceHome.com today.
Want a vacation? Want five-star luxury? Are the Great Smoky Mountains in Pigeon Forge calling you? Visit ResortsLeConte.com. ResortsLeConte.com. That's ResortsLeConte.com.
Finally, revolutionary technology meets affordable custom homes. Your window of opportunity is here. Open the door to your new home now. Call 877-224-1447. That's 877-224-1447. Or visit EnergySourceHome.com.
Now you can enjoy the cleanest air possible with the famous Fresco Air Cleaner. Call 1-877-224-1447. 1-877-224-1447. The Fresco Air Cleaner. It's a breath of fresh air.
And south, they're both the best, but I only love to go there as a guest, cause I love being here with you. I love the sea, I love the shore, love the rocks, and what is more with you, they would never be a bore, cause I love being here with you. Singing in the shower, laughing by the hour, life is such a breezy game. Any kind of weather, as long as we're together.
All right, welcome back. Any kind of weather, because you're understanding what energy efficiency is. And how that's not going to impact you. You're not going to be impacted by the weather because you're going to tighten that envelope and make sure it doesn't affect you. People say, well, it's cold in my house. Really? How do you know? Well, it's cold in my house. Okay, bump the thermostat up. But then they say, well, it's cold outside. Well, how do you know it's cold outside? Well, because it's cold in here. And I know a lot of you are cold. Look, I understand it completely. And there's simple things you can do. Hit us up, info@dropyourenergybill.com. You got questions, and I know you want to learn these things. info@dropyourenergybill.com. I'll help you any way I can. You can reach out, 844-411-DROP. So we're talking generation. We're talking consumption. But back in 1888, Charles Brush, a guy up in Ohio, invented what would become the wind turbine. And he did build one up there, and that kind of slowly trickled around, and now we got wind turbines. So this stuff's all, this is not new. Any of these things that you hear about, they're not new. Actually, the wind turbine goes back many thousands of years, as does all these things. One of Tesla's mentors, a guy out there named James Stubblefield in Idaho, actually put a series of rods in the ground and electrified an entire mountain in Idaho back in the 1880s as well. So 1880s, this was an era that electricity got its birth or its newest, latest, greatest kind of surge. A lot of excitement. A lot of companies, they all went public and sold stock and done all these things. It was a big deal. Are we seeing a repeat today? Yeah. I mean, get on the stock exchange and see how many companies are related to energy. They call it renewable energy. You know, it's pretty interesting. Renewable energy. And hey, I get it. Believe me. I do. I helped invent the stuff. But I've always kept common sense about it and always went back to the basic, which is to say, how much am I using? Because let's face it. I mean, I don't care what kind of generation you have, any kind of generation, it's all predicated on what your demand is. So dropping your energy demand, dropping your energy bill, which pays for itself, by the way, in energy saved dollars, is the thing to do. It's the only common sense solution. So when you hear all these people talking about this and that, and they're all like starry-eyed and everything, just remind them, hey, there's this guy on the radio I listen to. He talks about this. And you got to realize it's consumption. It's consumption. You want to get a new electric car? You want to have this? You want to do that? Well, where's the generation coming from? I always think generation, consumption. Consumption, generation. All right? And I appreciate you being with me today. Share us, love us, like us, spread us around, all over the world, wherever you are. And thanks to our great sponsors. And all of our great affiliates out there all across the country and wherever you are around the world. I'll be back with you next week.
Finally, revolutionary technology meets affordable custom homes. Your window of opportunity is here. Open the door to your new home now. Call 877-224-1447. That's 877-224-1447. Or visit EnergySourceHome.com.
Famous Fresco for more than 20 years, the absolute best in air purification. Visit frescohealth.com or call 877-224-1447. That's frescohealth.com. Call or visit them online today. Want to build? Affordable and customized? Net Zero Ready Home Packages delivered nationwide. Call 877-224-1447 or click EnergySourceHome.com. 877-224-1447 or EnergySourceHome.com today.
Want a vacation? Want five-star luxury? Are the Great Smoky Mountains and Pigeon Forge calling you? Visit ResortsLeConte.com. ResortsLeConte.com. That's ResortsLeConte.com.